Are You Reciting the Gospel by Yourself? By Alex Crane. Read by Sean McAvoy. Luke 9:27. With him, Moses and Elijah, who, appearing in glory, were speaking of his departure, which he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem. It's good to see that the idea of preaching the gospel to yourself every day is becoming more popular. At least, that's how it seems to me. Things that point to the gospel are popping up in all kinds of places and ways, not only in big and new movements, but in short videos, articles, and Twitter messages, gospel tweets. A caution in the way we think about the gospel was brought to my attention recently in Chapter 2 of True Spirituality. If you're not following along in my weekly journey through this important and helpful work by Francis Schaeffer, I invite you to join us. In Chapter 2, Schaeffer mentions our scripture passage today, where we see Moses and Elijah speaking with Jesus at the Mount of Transfiguration about his impending departure, his death. It's subtle, but notice that they're not just making a passing mention of the fact. Rather, they were actively and continuously speaking about it. They were dwelling on the gospel, at least the substitutionary atonement part of it. And with the object of their redemption, Christ, standing right there, no doubt there must have been more than just theological accuracy in their conversation. Probably more like amazement and deep gratitude. As they thought of all that Christ was about to endure for their sin, I'm sure they had correct thoughts about the gospel, but Christ's own presence energized their orthodox theology. At times, there can be a detached, tearless way that we think about the gospel. When I have well-articulated and familiar facts about Christ's life, death, resurrection, ascension, and they are just empty echoes down the icy corridors of my thoughts, the diagnosis is simple. I have broken fellowship with Christ. It's evidence of unconfessed sin. Schaeffer reminds us that when we rehearse the gospel, we must do so in the presence of the living Christ, in humble worship of him. He is not a distant figment of man's imagination. He is the God who is there. Just as Moses and Elijah were with him in his presence, so we too must continuously rehearse the gospel while recognizing that we are in the presence of the God who is there. The Christian life flows from the constant spring of dwelling on the gospel with the Redeemer himself. Intersecting faith and life. Remember this paraphrase of John Piper: the gospel is like blood. It's supposed to course through your veins, not be carried in a bucket. John Owen, a 1600s Puritan, often prayed, "Lord, may I commune with you in the doctrines I espouse." Make this your prayer and experience today. And for further reading, check out John 15, Chapter 1.
Hey, listeners. Thanks for joining us for the Crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to crosswalk.com.
Hello, my name's Rachel Carmen, and I want to invite you to come over and listen to my podcast. It's called Real Refreshment. For years and years as a young mother, I chased after the wind, thinking that the world could offer me the refreshment I longed for. But it was only when I discovered it in the person of Jesus Christ that I really found refreshment. Come on over and join me as we dig into Bible study. I'll see you there.